You are listening to a narrated version of the policy on the use of videos and photos. While it differs in presentation to the written version, it carries all the main points. The use of videos and photos depends on our clients and or their families being able to decide and give consent to the taking and use of them. Northwest Support Services sees value in taking photos and videos as a personal record for the client, for use in staff training programs, showing the public how we support people, and helping the client show who they are and what their interests are. But consent is always required. To make sure we have consent, the client's service provision agreement includes photos and videos can only be taken of me by staff who have permission from the management team and in accordance with the communication style guide, the decision and consent policy, and the use of videos and photos policy. You can read these policies on our website. Our general service induction states the following. You are not to take photos or videos without permission from a management team member and only on the condition that they are given to Northwest Support Services for storage and use and deleted from personal devices. It goes on to say, all photos and videos will remain with Northwest Support Services and be given to the person being supported and or their family if they wish. It also says that we will inform the client and or their family if we want to use them where the public will see them. It also refers to the general manager's position description, which says that Northwest Support Services must ensure that written material and the use of videos and photos are professional, positive, respectful, and dignified. Ask yourself, how would you like people to use images of you in videos and photos? We will delete videos and photos if requested by the client and or their family. Thank you.